In Tucson, the border is 70 miles away, but in places like Nogales, Douglas, and Naco, the distance to the border is measured not in miles, but often in feet. Ed Ashurst owns a ranch in Cochise County. After listening to the Tucson Sector Border Patrol Chief, Congressman Ron Barber, and an auditor from the Government Accountability Office talk about the Border Patrol, he wasn't impressed.
Same line of speech they've been for 20 years, and nothing ever changes.
On southern Arizona ranches and in border towns, immigrants, legal and illegal, are part of daily life. Sue Krantz spent her life ranching in Cochise County. Her husband, Rob, was killed 2 years ago on their ranch. Some speculated that the murderer was an illegal border crosser. But to date, authorities have not named a suspect, so there is no definitive answer. Krantz says she grew up being taught to be kind to illegal border crossers.
They might be hungry and they might need water. We understand all that. You know, in fact, we have one guy that, you know, he finally got his papers. He buys liquid feed from us. You know, he owns property up here by the hospital, you know. His kids went to Cochise College, you know.
When it comes to stopping border crossers, Krantz says part of the problem for ranchers is jurisdiction.
What happens is the sheriff's department can't come and help you if you have illegals on your property. You have to call the Border Patrol. So if the Border Patrol is stressed and the sheriff can't help you, then what do you do?
Arizona residents who can see Mexico from their backyards often have mixed feelings about the Border Patrol. Ranchers like Ed Ashurst don't want agents necessarily traversing their property constantly. However, they do want the illegal crossings dealt with.
The Border Patrol is not on the border, and it's like it's always somebody else's fault. Right?
The immigration reform legislation proposed by a group of U.S. senators yesterday includes a place for border residents. Specifically, it says, quote, "We recognize that Americans living along the southwest border are key to recognizing and understanding when the border is truly secure." That same Senate proposal will create a committee including people who live along the border to, quote, "monitor the progress of securing our border and to make a recommendation regarding when the bill's security measures outlined in the legislation are completed." For rancher Sue Krantz, the definition of a secure border is a simple one.
We, as American citizens and people in Arizona, deserve to live free and safe on our own property and our own home.
The fight over immigration reform and border security are just beginning in Washington. It was 2007, the last time Congress tried to pass an immigration reform bill. At that time, it had the backing of powerful leaders from both sides of the political aisle, including Senator John McCain, the late Senator Edward Kennedy, and then President George W. Bush. That proposal failed. Only time will tell the fate of this latest bipartisan push. In Douglas, I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.